So I'm with Boo Hooverdeen and some vegetarian sausages. And we're here at the Kitchen Garden Cafe in King's Heath, in a sunny suburb of Birmingham, or at least it is sunny in the daytime.
Yes, and not so much at night.
Boo, you're preparing by having some sustenance.
Yes.
For a gig tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's now my duty to ask you some celebrity questions.
Okay.
If that's all right. I want to talk about your music, because I think your music's very important. And your album, your forthcoming album, is called Swimming in Mercury.
Yes.
Which is a curious title. And it builds, I think, on your latest EP called The Bourne EP.
Yes. Well, The Bourne EP was... My dad's very old and he couldn't keep his piano in his place anymore, so I moved it to a friend's studio. I've only been playing piano for about a year. But my son, who's 21, has also been playing piano about a year, and we started writing songs together. So the Bourne EP is me and him writing songs together, and one of the songs, Swimming in Mercury, is a song we started on January the 1st this year, because we both loved David Bowie, and then before we finished it, unfortunately he was gone. So it's a strange song, because the beginning's all like, he looks great, and at the end it's a bit sad. It became the sort of first song of my new album, which is a very... quite a pop record, but in like the record we were using as a template was an album called The Battle of the Bands by the Turtles. So it's like 60s weird pop.
So that's kind of Happy Together, that was that the Turtles?
That was them, yeah, but this is the bit afterwards, which is things like You Show Me and Eloise and stuff like that. The bit, it's sort of a brilliant record, but every track is completely different. So that's what I've done, and I've given it to my record company Reveal, thinking he'd go, oh my god, what have you done, but he really likes it, so he's promised to make me a star, which I'm quite excited about.
We all know where promises lead, don't we? I'm really interested in the kind of paternal link, if you like, in terms of the EP and the album. You mentioned your dad, and your son Ben, I think, is involved in the record as well.
He helped me write it, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a really lovely track called Hometown.
That's his song, really. It's not really mine at all. Mm. He started writing songs only a year or so ago, but that was one of the first ones he played me, and I went, oh, I couldn't do that. It's a really, really clever, beautiful song, and musically and melodically and lyrically, everything, it's very good.
There's a kind of, when I listen to it, there's a kind of nostalgia about it that I like, that's positive,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, it reminded me of, I was trying to think what it got my brain thinking of, and it's kind of a grown-up lullaby in some ways.
Yeah, that's not bad. All I did with that song was I helped him with the middle, that's all.
Mm.
The rest of it is totally his.
And there's a song, The Year That I Was Born.
Well, that's on the new album as well, but bit more fleshed out.
Mm.
Well, it's just factual, really. Mm. It's a load of facts from the year that I was born. And it was fun to look up all the stuff that happened. I was born a very long time ago. I was born in 1961, so...
I was born in 1976.
Jeez.
A year where Jolene was a hit.
Well, I can remember. I bought it.
Well, there
you are.
Which
you probably didn't.
No,
because you were too young.
But I
couldn't
love it.
Couldn't really
now.
Understand money. Yeah, it's a wonderful record, yeah.
And there's a song on the... I think it's on Swimming in Mercury, about a chess player, about Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer, and I was talking to someone, said you should write about what you know, and I was in Japan with Eddie Reader, and we were waiting to leave Japan, and we were held up, and it's normally very, very straight through, but there were thousands of us in the departure bit waiting to go through immigration, and so what's going on? And I said, oh, it's Bobby Fischer. So I actually saw Bobby Fischer leaving Japan to go to Iceland, where he was in exile till he died. So it was again factual, but I was actually there at this sort of bizarre moment of history, you know.
So the record before this one was called Open, which you released, I think, last year. It was a kind of archive release, wasn't it, in some ways, I think? Kind of things that you'd...
There's a song on it called Microfilm.
And it's also got, I think, two of my favourite of your songs.
Yeah.
It's got Muddy Water on it, and it's got Geography on it.
Well, what it was this lovely man in Glasgow, who I'll see on Saturday, says, did you ever record Microfilm? And I went, oh, I did. So I went out into my garage, and I found a dusty CD from a day I spent in Britannia Row, which I'd forgotten about. And I played it, and I thought, wow, it sounds really good. So I just sent it to my record company, saying, oh, I found this in my garage. And he said, I want to put it out. I said, well, it's fine. We don't have to do that. And he put it out, and it got some of the best reviews I've ever got. which is kind of makes you think it's a reverse sort of effort to review sort of thing. You know?
it's quite an honest release, I think. It's quite when you listen to it. It's, you know what I mean by that is it's quite direct in some ways, isn't it? I think
totally. It was just I don't think it was ever really meant to be heard. It was just I had a friend who's a fantastic engineer, and he said, "Do you want to come and spend the day in the studio?" And during the day, friends popped in, and they're on the record only because they were passing and popped in. You know, so it's a nice little snapshot. And then record, things like that normally don't get released, but it was so beautifully recorded that I said to Tom, the record company guy, I said, "Yeah, let's do that if you want to put it out." And I'm really glad. It's sort of that's what records should be. There should be records. You know what I mean? Recordings of moments. So, yeah.
And it's a bit like that thing with photography, where you know a good photo is a snapshot of a point in time, isn't it? It's a bit like that in some ways.
They start meaning different things over time. So at the time, I would never have thought of releasing it, but listening to it, it sort of reminded me of that period. And I wouldn't record something like that now. So I'm very lucky where I am, because the Born was not really meant to be released. That was just a little thing for me and my son and my dad to do, you know. And so it's nice.
So I want to ask you about some of the other collaborations. Yeah. You are a bit of a collaborator, I think, as you mature. So let's put it that way. So you're playing tonight.
I don't know if I like the word collaborator. They used to shoot collaborators.
It does have kind of historical connotations.
I forget about doing my own thing sometimes, because I really enjoy meeting people and working with them. And so it's become such a big part of my life, because I run these songwriting workshops and people come on them. And it's not just about writing songs. I sort of give them advice about what they should do. And over the last 2 or 3 years, I've watched people do really well and like have records out and get on the radio and stuff like that. It's just something I like doing.
And you're doing one of those at the Blue Boar.
I am.
In Malden.
I am.
Which is in Essex.
Yeah.
Which is a venue I have stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone listening wonders what kind of a place that is, I would probably describe it as... It's a bit like the house in the Munsters, isn't
it's,
it?
It's really weird.
But it's nice.
It's a good place to write songs, you know? It's like...
It's got atmosphere, isn't
it? Yeah, it's got lots of strange pictures on the wall and suits of armour and everything's a bit broken and the taps don't...
You kind of expect thing, you know, the hand, the disembodied hand to run across the floor, don't you, when you're in there. But it is a great place.
Mm.
And I think the songwriting stuff that you've touched on, you're very busy between things, aren't you? I think that's probably
when I had to do my for this new record, it was 7 years since the last full record, and I thought, oh my God, and then we started going through everything I'd done. I do things all the time. I forget sometimes, there are records come out and you produced that, didn't I? Because I just like to be busy all the time, you know?
Now, you also have released a compilation album recently, which is called My Name in Brackets.
My name in the brackets. That went back and forth. That went back and forth at arguments. Some were for the there and some were not.
I think that's quite a clever title, in the same way that Peter Gabriel, who's had many greatest hits collections, released one called Hit Miss, which I think was quite good. And the Miss disc was probably the best of the two discs.
Yeah, from when I was a little kid, all I wanted to do was pick up a 7-inch single one day and see my name in the brackets under a song title. So I call that.
Now we're in a Kitchen Garden Cafe in King's Heath in Birmingham, and
which I've already played once this year in here.
You have.
I was a bit surprised when I, because I have a lovely guy who's an agent, and I said, well, "Really, you're not allowed to play the same place twice in 1 year?" So I'm delighted that people have come.
Back by popular demand, I think they should mention. And the last time you and I met was in the Cellars in Southsea, which is sadly no more there.
I like that place.
Disappeared, I think probably a couple of years ago now. It's unfortunate, but there is still something really, I think, kind of important about a kind of vibrant small venue scene.
Very, very important. And this whole tour that I'm doing with Dan is all mostly little places, so it's nice. Yeah.
So there are a couple of things we're going to ask you just before I let you finish your vegetarian sausage that you're tucking into there. You've already touched on Bowie, and I wanted to ask you a couple of things about how songwriters approach quite difficult things. You know, what kind of lens you might use. You touched on Bowie already, but I was thinking more. You know, we've had some massively significant things happen this year. So the whole Brexit cloud.
Yeah.
You know, how does a songwriter approach maybe something like that?
Well, do you know, I haven't touched on that yet with writing. But in general, I've found the more honest and simple you are, and the less you, you couch it in poetry, the more powerful it is. Paul Simon said this brilliant thing, is the art of songwriting is to make the complicated sound simple, and that's always in my mind though. Mm. And so when I've had to write about difficult subjects, rather than sort of making it, you know, disguising it, you just say it like it is and it becomes really powerful. There's a song I do in the set tonight that I wrote for an exhibition in London this year about child migration, and I get choked when I sing it. It's sort of, I think it's because of the story, it's not my story, I'm just telling the story, but I just tell the story. There's no sort of fancy words in it or something, you know.
So we've touched on, I think, the two big B's of the year, the Brexit and the Bowie. And the third B I want to ask you about is your friend Brooks Williams.
Brooks.
Okay, because last time I met you, I said to you that I really love the State of the Union albums. The first one I think was amazing. The Snake Oil, the follow-up, great stuff. Is there any more planned, or you got other things in the pipeline?
I saw him last week. He came around my bicycle shop, come out, and we decided.
Did he have a puncture or something? Or?
Not when he arrived. We decided we do want to do some more, and we decided on what we want it to sound like and all that sort of thing. So it's quite exciting because we've missed each other. It was always meant to be a bit of fun, and then we just as we were doing well, you know, it was kind of strange. We had to stop because he had stuff happening in America, and I had stuff happening as well. And then we just never reconvened. But I did a concert in London this year, and I invited to join me, and it was very happy and successful night, so we decided to give it another go.
Great stuff. I'm really pleased to hear that.
I'm really pleased
that a trilogy.
It didn't feel like we'd finished to me. So one of the things I'm really looking forward to is that obviously Brooks is a wonderful guitarist, that goes without saying, but the thing that really struck me when we got in the studio was what a superb singer he is. And we thought that we wanted to make a real, there'll always be the guitars and his fantastic guitar playing, but we want to make a real sung record, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of harmonies and stuff like that. So.
Great. Now, before we finish, one last question, if I may. You are renowned for your Christmas bash.
I am, yes.
You are, and this year, I think you've got Andrew Marr coming to your Christmas
bash. I do,
bash.
Andrew Marr. I'm not sure what he's going to do.
Is he going to play skiffle or something, do you think? Or?
I think he's actually going to read some rude poetry. I really do. And Eddie is coming. I've never been able to get Eddie to come, Eddie Reader. So it's taken 7 years because she has a Christmas tour herself in Scotland. And it just so happens that she comes and does my gig. She doesn't have to do a rehearsal. So that's a lesser of two evils, I think. And and some other surprises as well. There's one particular person, I don't know if he's going to come now, but I didn't put them on the poster because they're so famous, but I'm not sure he's going to be able to come there.
It's a shroud of mystery, a good place
But it's going to be brilliant. And hurry up, because it's nearly sold out already. It's like a tradition in the Fens.
Check press for detail.
Yeah.
Now, as the music starts below us, you can probably just hear it in the background.
This is the first song that Ben and I wrote together, this song.
It's a great place to
to
start. But Boo, thanks again for your time. It's
thank
really
you very much,
great
yes.
to catch up
and
with you again.
And I recommend the sausage.
We'll recommend the sausage. And best of luck on the
thank
tour.
You. Thank you
Cheers.
Very much.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Gray and long goodbyes in my the bees still hum, I'm just the same as ever.